Not sure. Man.
Okay, the word's H-A-R-N-E-S-S.
Oh, harness.
Did you ever use that as a verb? I'm going to.
Yeah, I'm going to harness this mule horse or whatever.
Okay. What do you call the things that you hold in your hand when you're filing an animal to guide him with it?
Yeah, well, those are the reins.
All right. What about the things that you hold in your hand when you're riding one?
The reins.
Okay. And the things you put your feet in?
The stirrups.
All right. Any idea what you'd call a horse? Let's say if you were, if you have two horses hitched to the wagon, would you have a general name for the one on the right? Or maybe if you're plowing with two animals, you might have a, might you have a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Yes, maybe the lead horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that right? The way I said it, the one on the right.
I really don't know.
Okay. That's what I was looking for anyway. All right, this phrase, if something's not right near at hand, you might say, oh, it's just a over.
Just a bit away, or just a short distance away.
Okay. Or let's say if you're traveling and you haven't yet completed your journey, you say, we still have a
long way to go.
Okay. If something's very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You can say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Somebody trips and falls, and he falls this way, you say he fell
backwards.
That way.
Forward.
Right. Say if you went fishing and didn't have any luck at all and catch the first fish, somebody asks, well, how'd you do? What might you say?
I had bad luck.
I
didn't catch it.
Okay. Do you ever hear people around here say something like, I didn't catch an air one?
Yes.
Who would be likely to say that?
Oh, well,
in general.
I know a great number of people might say that, you know. I guess it was
young people, old people.
No, older people would probably be the ones.
How would they say it?
I think it's now one.
Okay. Let's say if a schoolboy, he might say about a teacher who just scolded him, she might say, well, why don't you get on me? I didn't
do nothing.
Well, what about if somebody steps on your rake in the front yard and breaks it? He's apologizing. You might say, "Well, don't worry about it. It's okay. I didn't like that rake."
Anyway.
And if a child's crying, you might ask him why. He might say, "Well, a friend of mine is eating candy, and he didn't give me
any."
All right. Get back to the farm for a minute. The trenches that are cut out by a plow, you call them.
Rows.
Right. Anything else?
Furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
Right. If you have a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees on it, you want to cultivate it, you might say you did what to the land? To get rid of it.
Cleared the land.
Okay. You ever heard a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
It's a virgin ground or new ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say if a farmer's cut his hay off the first time, and then after it comes back up again, do you have a name for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Second time it comes up. Second cutting, second growth, anything like that?
Well, I guess it could be called second growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say, I don't know if people grew wheat around here or not, but assuming they did, say after the wheat's been cut, you tie it up into a
bundle.
Have any idea what you might call after you take those bundles and you stack them all together, you stack it into a... Okay, does the word shock mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. And talking about yield, a person might say, we raise 40 of corn to an acre.
40